Radio MD. RadioMD.com. It's time to change your habits and start living a healthy, happy, and fulfilling life. Rewired Radio with Erica Spiegelman.
Welcome, everyone. No one understands the make lemonade better than my guest, Sarah Centralla. Her story is one of the most inspirational stories I've ever heard, and Sarah is truly a self-made woman. Tremendous personal and financial adversity. Today, she's with us to share her amazing story and her tips on how we can find the courage and motivation to begin again, even when it seems like everything in life has gone wrong. Sarah, welcome to the show. Thank you for being with us.
Thank you so much, Erica, for having me.
Yeah, so, I mean, you just came out with a book this week called Hustle, Believe, Receive, and it features 51 inspiring stories of people who believe in your message and that have really, you know, made an incredible move to have the life of their dreams. So can you tell us a little bit about your history and how this all came to be?
Sure, yeah. Well, thank you so much for that really kind introduction, and it's great to be on here and talk to you today. I'm actually in New York City for the launch of the book. As you said, it came out this week. So it really
congratulations.
Started, thank you. Thank you. You know, it started in 2009 when I, you know, literally overnight found myself a single mom of three little kids. My husband, we've been together for 16 years, been married 8, and our marriage ended over, you know, him having an affair. So it was one of those things that, you know, you think you have it all figured out and the world falls apart in a moment.
Yeah.
And kind of in that same breath, I really had two choices, you know, either I could fall apart, right? I mean, because it's a devastating thing that happened, or I figured, you know, since that really is not an option, and I kind of have to create a new life, I want it to be the best possible life I could live. I want a whole different life. It's kind of the way I looked at it. I was like, let's just scratch that and start over. And so that is kind of where this started several years ago. And I set out to, you know, live, I guess, the life of my dreams, to get a career and to enable my kids to travel and things like that. And it's been growing ever since, I guess.
That's incredible. It really is, because there's so many people out there that, you know, obviously we all go through waves in life, ups and downs, and for someone like you to really just be determined to get up and stay up and even beyond that, kind of recreate a whole new life and obviously a whole new chapter. So tell us a little bit just about how the HBR method got started. We'll talk about that more, but Hustle, Believe, Receive, what does that mean to you?
So that became my motto years ago, long before there was ever a book by that name.
Yeah.
I just, for me, I didn't have the time to really learn a whole lot about self-help, but I knew I needed to figure out a way, like I said, to recreate my life. And I had always hustled. I'd always worked really hard, but I knew there were other pieces that I needed to incorporate in that to get success. And one big one for me was I needed to believe I could do it, which had always lacked in my life prior to that. And then I needed to believe that I would get the outcome I wanted as well, you know, so that's kind of where Hustle, Believe, Receive comes in. It's the expectation that if I put the work in and I believe it, then I'm going to get it. And for the last several years, you know, I've written a blog being very transparent about my story, and people just very much resonated with it, I think. And then the HBR method was born from that over the last probably year and a half, where I really sat down and said, okay, from A to Z, what exactly did I do? Because people kept asking me, what did you do? I want to do it too, you know?
Right.
And I sat down and I thought, okay, well, these were the 8 things I could have never achieved success without. I mean, there was lots of, you know, other ones that I incorporate in the book in hashtags, but these 8 main things. And then I thought, well, if I did it, I wonder if, you know, other self-made successful people use this same method, and that's kind of where the idea for these interviews came in, and sure enough, they did. So it's kind of a test case, if you will, and you know, nothing in it is like incredibly
aware.
So it's a way of putting together information that you've heard you probably should do, but it's all the 8 things together in one spot.
Right, right, right. And I want to get into that. And we will definitely go through the steps. But I just am so curious because I have a lot of clients, women, men. It doesn't matter the demographic of, you know, where they come from, how old they are. But really, you know, the space between their reality today and their and where their dreams are, or what kind of life they want, and that space in between is really about self-love, self-awareness, and self-esteem. So,
right.
You know, like you said, how do we begin, like, for the people listening out there today that really do see clearly something that they want for their lives, for their future, for their health, but don't know how to get there? How do we begin to work on that self-love and self-esteem from what you've learned?
Yeah, you know, I think it's an interesting, I talk about this concept in the book, the idea of faking it. Because really, in the very beginning, if you don't have the self-esteem, or if you don't have the confidence, or if you don't believe it,
right.
You know, you might have a dream out there, or say, I want to do this, or I want to be this person, but you don't have the confidence to kind of go out and make it happen. You literally fake it. I describe it in the book as almost like an overcoat you put on. You know, if it's freezing outside, you don't walk outside with a t-shirt, you put a coat on, you know, and that's
really, good analogy.
In the beginning, you say what it is you want to be. You say, I am doing this, I will be this. And you say things that seem very foreign to you in the beginning, because they are literally like predicting something that isn't there yet. And in the beginning, it feels kind of fake. But the amazing thing that happens is once you put it out there, you also rise to the occasion, and a beautiful transformation takes place in the process where it becomes your reality and it's no longer faking it. And that
right.
is really, you know, kind of a ground zero way, if you will, for someone who has no idea where to start, to literally today start changing your life, start thinking it into existence, start putting the actions behind it to make it a reality, and it will become a reality. It's really kind of an amazing little formula, you know?
Yeah. And I always believed in that too. And I, you know, even in my book, I talk about affirmations, and it sounds kind of like that's what you're also talking about, this affirming that you are something.
Yep.
Right. Exactly. And I think that's really important for everybody to understand out there, that, you know, that we really can learn how to love ourselves more. And also, I think probably from taking action to see yourself in contrast to the rest of the world, like by trying something new and challenging yourself. And when you do it, then you say, well, you see yourself in a different way. And then you say to yourself, wow, I could do that. And,
completely.
You know, and that hope.
Yes.
Yeah. So how
and
much is
dress
often,
the heart, you know, simple things like dress the heart, you know, if you say or want to be a successful person, everywhere you go, you dress as a successful person, you know? So it's little things like that that help build that confidence.
Yeah, I love that. That is great. And so in your own life, are those the things that really did help propel you to make these changes for yourself and for your children? And just, was that something
Absolutely.
That came natural? Or were you, yeah?
Mm-hmm. No, it felt fake. It felt fake in the beginning. I mean, you know, like when I was starting out, I literally had nothing. You know, I was on food stamps. It took me 3 or 4 months to get a job. I'd been a stay-at-home mom. I, you know, sold my wedding rings and everything I owned. So definitely not. It was not my reality. But, you know, it was what I saw in my mind. It was the dream I had in my mind. And so I thought, you know, even though I can't afford nice clothes or whatever the case was, I'm going to put myself together in a really nice way. And so that then when I introduce myself to someone, people are going to take me in that light. And you really realize that people don't judge you as much as you think that they do, you know? So present yourself the way you want people to see you, and they will see you in that light.
Right. And your energy follows with that too, I'm sure. Like the energy that you
Absolutely.
Bring into a room. Right.
100%.
And then that's how the people will react to you. Well, that's amazing. So we'll get into our next conversation, the next segment. We're going to be talking about Hustle, Believe, Receive. But for right now, please tell our audience where they could find you.
Yes, absolutely. So you can Google the book, Hustle, Believe, Receive, pops right up. And then also my website is sarahcentrella.com. And you'll find everything and more you need to know there.
Thank you so much for being with us today. And we will be talking more about the book in the next segment to come. I'm Erica Spiegelman. You're listening to Rewired Radio on Radio MD. Thanks for joining us, and stay well.